here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are kicking the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Van Bortle Auto Group. Faber Homes. Claridge Design Center. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us tonight. We have a busy show this evening that will kick off in just a moment with Michael Lewis, who is headed to San Antonio for the latest chapter in the U.S.-Mexico soccer rivalry, which will take place this Wednesday evening. Followed by Mike Dick Howard, who will have the latest news from soccer around the world. Then at 7 p.m., it's Rochester Rhinos leading scorer Christian Valeski to talk about the pair of road matches the Rhinos have this week. And to top off the show, Western New York Flash captain Brittany Taylor will be on live from Portland, where the Flash will face the Thorns on Saturday. Now here's our host, Lancers Wall of Famer Joe Redcard Sirianni. How you doing, Joe?
Good, Andrew. Good evening, everyone, and good evening to you and Bob, our very good engineer that makes everything possible. And of course, we extend our thanks to the many advertisers that make this show possible. So all our fans patronize our sponsors and make them know that this show is important to you, because you love soccer the way we love soccer.
That's right.
Andrew, the grass is growing. We're looking outside. The grass is growing. And everything is green. And the Flash have start playing. The Rhino are playing. The MLS is playing. So soccer, it's finally arrived. No more snow. No more excuses.
Shh.
Oh, yeah. Well, you never know. That is true. But soon the tree's going to be in bloom. And
That's right.
I think I can't wait for the Hope opener. And of course, I can't wait to welcome the Rhino and the Flash at the Italian American Community Center, where they're going to have their welcome home party, on April 22nd and 23rd, respectively.
That's right. So we'll have more information about that as the show moves along. Speaking of green, there's going to be a lot of green in San Antonio coming up on Wednesday night as the Mexican national team faithful. They will be probably filling the Alamo Dome as the United States national team faces Mexico, the biggest rivalry in all of CONCACAF, maybe all the world. Joining us now and is on his way to San Antonio to cover the match is Michael Lewis. Michael's appearance as U.S. Soccer Report brought to you by Top-Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh, 248-2650, or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. If you're going to be watching the U.S.-Mexico match, as I will and many other people will, get your U.S. soccer gear at Top-Notch Monogramming and tell Tony and Michelle that you heard about their store on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And Michael, how's the trip so far down to San Antonio?
Yeah, I'm here at the BWI Airport in Baltimore, waiting for my transfer flight to San Antonio. Should be boarding about a little after 7. First of all, I want to apologize for any announcements that might blot out anything I say or when I ask you to repeat a question, because I could not hear it at all. I'm going to try to talk over these announcements. It seems that ever since I got on the phone, there's been one announcement after another. I guess it's called Murphy's Law. Saying that, I'm looking forward to the game. I know it's not life and death, but there's nothing like a good old-fashioned border clash. where no one gets hurt except for maybe someone's pride. So I think Coach Klinsmann for the U.S. and Coach Herrera for Mexico, they're going to be looking at a lot of younger players, a lot of domestic-based players on both sides, and see how they fit in for the team as they look toward the Gold Cup and World Cup qualifying. So I'll just say this in general about U.S.-Mexico. It's never an international friendly between these two teams. Ever since the U.S. broke its long, winless streak in important games between the two teams in 1991, it's turned into, I think, one of the best rivalries in the world, if not the best. That's open for argument, but it's a lot of fun when they do play.
And, of course, in San Antonio, it's going to be probably practically all Mexican supporters there, unfortunately, but that's life here. But it's going to be interesting because there's four players from the Mexican First Division who are playing on the U.S. national team. William Yarborough from León, Ventura Alvarado from Club America, who, of course, will be facing Montreal in the CONCACAF Champions League final this coming in a couple weeks. Joe Corona from Tijuana, and Greg Garza, also from Tijuana. So do you think they'll be featured in the match, Michael?
I think if not start, I think they're going to wind up playing. I think there's a certain amount of gamesmanship that I think both coaches would want to do, and I really think that Klinsmann would definitely want to put the Mexican players in against Mexico. I mean, find out what they're all about. They know some of these players that they're going to be playing against. Maybe they know a lot of these players. But, you know, you got to throw any professional player into the deep part of the swimming pool. You can't coddle pro players, unless, of course, they may be making their international debut. But, you know, something, the way things are internationally these days, you got to secure your position as quickly as possible. So I would not be surprised if they don't see any action. If they do whatever, you know, they should see action. Watch out for those double negatives there.
Mike, one of the things that you've been following soccer for a long, long time, and now you're traveling from New York, you're going to, you know, going to the game. You're going to Texas, and of course, there is a certain amount of anxiety, a certain amount of aurora that makes you the person who you are, that you follow the game. Tell us a little bit. You know, I think that the people, from the journalistic point of view, I mean, you watch the game in a different way, but you also want the team to win. Am I correct in assuming that?
Actually, I root for the best possible story. And that could mean the U.S. winning, U.S. losing. Sometimes, believe it or not, even a tie works out well. Sometimes I'll be at a game at Red Bull Arena. Can't say too much about Yankee Stadium. Haven't been to enough games there, even at Schuetz Stadium where the Cosmos play. And it'll be a score in the 70th minute. And I said, they could stop the game now. I have my story. And, you know, some of the other writers laugh. They know exactly what I mean. And it could be the home team could be winning, or losing, or tied. That's the way I am. I mean, in the long run, yes, as an American, I would rather see the U.S. do well. And whatever that means, if it's winning or trying to advance into the next round of a World Cup or a competition, no doubt about it. I'll say this, though, about the excitement for the game. I have to admit, I'm pretty excited about going to San Antonio because I've never been there. I want to see the Alamo. I'm staying at a hotel which is within walking distance of the Alamo. So from a personal standpoint, this is a double dose of excitement.
That's great.
It's too bad that they don't have Cowboys anymore.
They do. They're in Dallas.
Yeah. No, I don't mean that kind of Cowboys.
I mean, everything. I got to jam everything in all my sightseeing in between being a professional writer.
Well, Michael, I know this wasn't on your roster, but I just saw a tweet that the U.S. Women's National Team roster for the World Cup is going to be announced tomorrow at 4:55 on Fox Sports 1. By the way, that's where you can watch U.S. Mexico on 9 o'clock on Wednesday. do you anticipate any surprises, or do you think it's going to be the status quo roster that we've come to expect?
I think it's going to be the players that, you know, we've seen in the Algarve Cup. I'd be very, very surprised if there are any surprises. I think the surprises will come in June when Jill Ellis deploys whatever roster, you know, whatever starting 11 she has in front of her, because that's when she'll make those tough decisions. And I'll give you an example. Christy Rampone, who has played on defense, center back seemingly forever, has some back issues. Who knows what her back issues are, you know, back is going to be come June. That's why they've been playing Drew Johnson in that role in a lot of friendlies and in some games in the Algarve Cup, just to get some experience there. As it turned out, Rampone did play for Sky Blue, and it's 1-0 win over Kansas City over the weekend, despite having back issues. But when you get to her age, 39, although I'd love to be that age again, but as we know, in international soccer, that's old, you have to watch out for things like that. But not to have someone like a Christy Rampone on the scene with her experience and her calmness, I'd be surprised, for example, if she doesn't make the scene. I really would.
Well, I would think even for a prestigious kind of way, in order to keep the team, you know, steady, and she has those qualities. Even if she doesn't play the whole game, she's going to be able to be the calming factor for the younger player that may or may not take her place.
Really, I think one thing we're going to see from the U.S. team this is that I think Jill Ellis is going to move players in and out. I think you're going to see, you know, there's been a lot of talk about what's going to be Abby Wambach's role. I think she'll start a couple of games. I think she'll come off the bench in key situations as well, too. Early on, as the tournament goes longer and longer, and assuming the U.S. is still around, you want to keep her as fresh as possible. If she's 35 years old, 4 years younger than Christy Rampone. However, as we all know, Abby, for most of her playing career, and when I say playing career, since she was a teenager, she's been a human battering ram, and she's taken a lot of hits, given a lot of hits too, and you've got to use her, you know, at the right times. And it's not just her, it's other players too. I think I would like to think Jillian Ellis will be deploying a little, maybe a lot of tactical substitutions and starting 11. We'll see. I know I'm getting ahead of myself. It's only April, but...
No, but I believe that, you know, Abby Wambach is a game changer. She could be a game changer. I mean, she did the same thing on the last friendly that they played. And once she came in, you know, the defense had to switch coverage. And, you know, she created a lot of opening for the rest of the players. So she's definitely a factor that opposing defense have to deal with.
Oh, no doubt about it. But you want to obviously want to pick her times. You don't have to, you know, if you're, let's say she starts and the team is winning 2-3-0, maybe it's around the 60th minute, it's good to get her out there and give her a rest and give another player. Because in terms of forwards, the U.S. is loaded with talented, lethal goal scorers, young goal scorers with speed. I'm thinking of obviously Alex Morgan and Sidney Leroux, among others. But, you know, it comes down to timing. And I guess we'll talk more about this as we get closer to the Women's World Cup.
Absolutely. Well, Michael, I hope you have a very safe trip down to San Antonio. Hope you enjoy yourself down there, and it should be a great match. It's always entertaining and always intense between the U.S. and Mexico. We'll watch it Wednesday at 9 o'clock on Fox Sports 1. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Listen, it's great being on, and thanks for putting up with all the background noise. Have a good one, gentlemen.
Sounded great.
We have a spectator looking at the show, too, so, you know, we're very lucky right now.
We got a kitty outside. Thanks, Michael.
You're welcome.
Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Coming up next, it's Dick Howard. A lot of international news happening over the weekend and today here around the world. So we'll talk about that next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hello, I'm Tony DiCicco. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and I'm listening here to WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash look for their first win of the season this Saturday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time against the host Portland Thorns, featuring former Flash stars Alex Morgan, Christine Sinclair, and McCall Zerboni. Visit the Flash website at WNYFlash.com to find out how you can watch the match live online. The Flash home opener is Saturday, May 2nd at Salem Stadium against the Boston Breakers starting at 7 p.m. Flash season tickets, mini packs, flex save packs, and single match tickets are now on sale. To purchase your tickets, visit the Flash website at WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Kuja Kuja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
The Rochester Rhinos have two road matches this week as they look to remain unbeaten to start 2015. The Rhinos face Louisville City on Thursday at 7:30 and then travel to take on St. Louis FC on Saturday at 8:30. Visit the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com for information on watching the match live online. The Rhinos USL home opener is Sunday, April 26th at Salem Stadium against the New York Red Bulls 2 starting at 205. Season ticket packages are now on sale and include a ticket to all 14 regular season home games, plus the Rochester Rhinos Legends match on Hall of Fame night, June 27th. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
In our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you this week by Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips, now being sold at the Grease Salvatore's location at 2496 West Ridge Road. The number to call for that location is 227 5555, or you can, of course, go to salvatores.com and get all the information about Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips. Good anytime, not just on Fridays. Dick, good evening. How are you?
Good evening, Andrew. I'm getting hungry already. We'll have to get up to Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips when I come up to see you guys.
Oh, that's great. But next time you come, we're going to let you test his pizza. His pizza is just as good as Arthur Treacher Fish and Chip.
Especially for an Englishman, Joe.
I know.
Well, they have some good pizza in England. Pizza Express is an excellent pizza. They do a lot of different toppings, though, in England. They do, like, tuna fish and eggs. And
well, that's not a no-no.
Well, hey, it is what it is. But, Dick, before we get going with all the big news, we had a it's big news for Liverpool fans. They won again today, 2-0 over Newcastle in the Monday night football match. And keeping close to a possible Champions League spot as Manchester City continues their downward spiral.
Yeah, they're a little bit too good to Liverpool. Although I felt badly for Newcastle United. John Carr, of course, the former coach of Toronto FC, is now in charge of the Magpies, and it definitely was a penalty kick, you know, and that would have made it all square at halftime, and who knows what would have happened after that. But in the end, Liverpool were deserving winners, but you feel badly, you know, when the team's going through a bad patch. Nothing seems to be going for you, and I felt for John Carver in that regard. But wasn't a difference, you know, with the Manchester United, Manchester City, no danger. After 10 minutes, it was all over, wasn't it? Just a tremendous result for Manchester United.
Certainly was, and it's Pellegrini. Is he safe, or is he? He's on
a lot
the chopping
of, lot of
block.
Pressure. I feel badly, but did you see that statistic? I don't know. I couldn't believe it. That Manchester City have never won an EPL game if they trailed at half time in the last 20 years, which is an incredible statistic. And as you know, people are very much caught up in statistics.
Well, the reality is that. You know, a loss is a loss, and you know, it's. I was having a conversation with Bob Lilly the other night, and we were talking about coaches, you know, mm-hmm. how they fear and how they hire to be fired. And it was interesting because, you know, I when I told him that, he kind of had a laugh in his face, and he said he concurred with me. He said, you're right. I mean, at the end of the day, the only thing that counts, as far as the coach is concerned, is the fact that how many W you got and how many losses you got.
It's true, and it's amazing, isn't it? After one season, Manchester City, you know, doing so well with the League Cup and the league last year, and then this year really having their troubles, although the pressure on now, of course, to stay in the top four to get ready for Europe, so they've got to get organized. And then we've got quite an interesting game coming up at the weekend, Andrew.
There's a lot of interesting games coming up at the weekend.
You're only looking at one. You're only looking at that.
Well, I am interested in the FA Cup semifinals, both taking place at Wembley. Arsenal will be in taking on Reading. Certainly Arsenal, the holders and the heavy favorites. And Liverpool against a resurgent Aston Villa team that has done very well lately on Sunday.
Well, the new manager, Tim Sherwood, has done a good job, hasn't he? He's energized them quite significantly, and that'll be quite the battle. And I know that a lot of people are hoping that it will be a Liverpool-Arsenal final, two quality teams, and that Steven Gerrard will have a chance to leave English football on a high note. But don't tell fans of Reading or Aston Villa that.
That's right. And, of course, the match you're talking about is coming up on Saturday at 12:30. It's Chelsea hosting Manchester United. The next two games is it for Chelsea. If they play Arsenal next week at the Emirates, they can win both matches, it's all over. I think even if they draw both matches, it's probably all over. But I think they'll certainly want to take a victory on Saturday, especially after a very poor performance, I must say, on Saturday. But it shows that, you know, champions find a way to win matches.
They do find a way. I thought it was going to stay scoreless. And then, you know, these situations that you have with goalkeepers now being asked to be field players and distribution caught up with Rob Green, didn't it? And Chelsea took full advantage of it, full credit to them. But I honestly thought it was going to be a great result for QPR with a scoreless tie. But never say never with Mourinho's men.
They could certainly have used the point because they're in the relegation zone. But
anyway, never mind this. Joe, what happened with the Parma game? I didn't see it, so you've got to tell me,
crying,
in a nutshell, what the problem
reality,
was.
Parma wanted the game more than Juventus did. I think that Allegri decided to rest his player for the game tomorrow night. And an aggressive Parma players that is only 19 years old, they did him in. Mm-hmm. And just they played poorly. They were sloppy. They didn't cover. They were caught flat-footed. What else can I say? It wasn't just...
And this happens, doesn't it? And thankfully, in soccer, it happens more than once when you see a team that, you know, as you say, Juventus just totally dominating Serie A this season, playing a team that's coming out, you know, having major problems on and off the field. Uh-huh. And they lose the game. And now, you know, with the Lazio game, Lazio really come on, haven't they, in recent months?
Unbelievable. Everybody, I mean, Roma, for all intents and purposes.
Roma are just great for the treble chance, picking draws, I think, because they've just tied so many games.
But Lazio.
And Roma, of course, Roma, Lazio, those may be, talk about rivalries, that's one of the most vicious rivalries in the entire sport. But Juventus Lazio is 2:30 or 2:45 on Saturday. Big, big day of Saturday soccer. So many great matches coming up. That's certainly a big one. But Dick, you mentioned, and Joe mentioned, the Champions League. It's quarterfinals coming up this week. Juventus and Monaco will be playing on Tuesday. It's certainly a...
Tomorrow is Tuesday.
Joe, what do you think? Monaco did great against Arsenal. They won
Let me say this. Unless Juventus approaches the game with the way they're supposed to approach it, unless he plays the best players and they go out to win, you know, Monaco can really do him in.
Yeah, well, exceptional. I think they have the best defense in Ligue 1 in France, and difficult team to break down. They have this player, Berbatov, who plays up top, who is, I think, the laziest player I've seen on the football field. But I tell you what, inside the penalty area, he is just lethal and scores some tremendous goals. Question, Joe, is Pirlo going to be fit to play, do you think?
They said
what's the word on him?
Start.
Because he was doubtful, wasn't he?
They said that he can start.
Yeah.
So is Barzagli.
And Gigi Buffon returns in goal, so that will be good.
Yeah. And Gigi Buffon.
And they need the result, don't they, in the Juventus Stadium home field advantage?
So you put
your money on Juve.
Yeah.
But
you know, Dick,
it's not going to be an easy one.
When we talked about Juventus, you know, having the thing clinched, look what happened with Parma. I mean, it just one mistake, and before you know, being 9 points ahead, 6 points ahead, all of a sudden it could be just 3 points ahead because they got a few more games to play.
Yeah. And, interesting game in Madrid, Andrew, isn't it? In the Estadio Vicente Calderón. Jeez, what a game. Two teams that know each other so well, and they're up against each other now in the quarterfinals.
It's amazing. Cristiano Ronaldo just continuing a tremendous season. The thing they said about that match is Atletico is a team that can intimidate Real, which is one of the few teams that can do that. And playing in that stadium, and of course we all know what happened last year with these two teams, and Atletico winning the championship and Real winning the Champions League in that final match. It's going to be a war, and that's going to be a great, great match. And, of course, the other match that people are looking forward to, PSG and Barcelona on Wednesday. Can the French team that knocked Chelsea out, can they do the same to Barcelona, who are not playing very well right now?
No, and let's face it, they played each other in group play, and they won, you know, 3-2 in France and lost in Barca. But no Ibrahimovic, unfortunately, no Verratti, so that's going to be a factor. David Luiz, Thiago Motta, injury doubts. But they have a tremendous record. You know, Paris Saint-Germain, they've 33 games, 22 wins, 11 ties, and not lost any games at home in the Parc des Princes since November 2006. So again, me and my statistics, will that be broken tomorrow?
That's why you're the man.
Or on Wednesday, I should say.
Porto and Bayern
Munich
is the
game,
other match.
As is, you know, with the Porto game against Bayern Munich, you know, you look at, say, well, that's not going to be a problem for Bayern, but Porto, very strong. Home ground advantage in that first game. They said
I would take Bayern. I think Bayern is much too strong for Porto. But that's good. We're going to see those matches Tuesday and Wednesday. Take some time off of work and see them. But, Dick, before I let you go, we got to get your comments on the Montreal Impact. What a performance. and I was thinking while watching that match in the 92nd minute, can it possibly happen again where they give up a big lead and lose?
Yeah, unbelievable. But they didn't. Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking about. And thankfully, they dodged it. But they're going to be up against, you know, a team. What a comeback by Club America.
What a performance.
You know, three goals down. I don't think it's happened before. And scoring six unanswered goals. And the Azteca, what an environment for those players from Impact de Montreal. I played in the Azteca for Canada against Mexico, and it is a fabulous experience. It's one of the great stadiums in the world, and it'll be a fabulous experience for those players on the 22nd, and hopefully it won't be too intimidating for them, but it's not going to be easy. But having said that, allez les bleus.
That's right. Yep. And you know what? They get the second leg in Montreal.
That's
expecting
right.
The biggest crowd in the history of Montreal soccer in that match.
And that's the great thing. The game is the big winner, Andrew, isn't it? When you have that kind of a crowd and that kind of atmosphere, both in Mexico City and in Montreal, that's what the game's all about. And great images that will come out with the televising of those games. Can't wait for it to happen.
Well, you know, even though I'm a Rochester Rhinos fan, I'm rooting for Montreal. I would love to see an MLS team represent CONCACAF in the World Cup. But it's going to be a daunt. If they can beat Club America, they will be deserving of the championship, because
they certainly
America
will.
Just looked like they could beat anybody like they did when they played last week. But, Dick, thank you so much as always.
Always a pleasure, guys, and let's work on our fish and chips maybe for the home opener.
Definitely.
Very good. Thank you very much, Dick.
Thanks, Dick.
Okay, bye-bye. Guys. Bye for now.
Buona notte.
Dick Howard here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. You can hear Dick Howard and Michael Lewis every week on our show as we talk about U.S. soccer and international soccer here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. Next up, we'll switch our focus to local soccer, and it's Rochester Rhinos leading scorer Christian Valesky joining us here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
This is Soccer Sam. You're listening to Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040 with the legendary Joe Seriani.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W221CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
The Rochester Rhinos have 2 road matches this week as they look to remain unbeaten to start 2015. The Rhinos face Louisville City on Thursday at 7:30 and then travel to take on St. Louis FC on Saturday at 8:30. Visit the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com for information on watching the match live online. The Rhinos USL home opener is Sunday, April 26th at Salem Stadium against the New York Red Bulls 2, starting at 2:05. Season ticket packages are now on sale and include a ticket to all 14 regular season home games, plus the Rochester Rhinos Legends match on Hall of Fame night, June 27th. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all their fans for supporting the team this past season, both on the road and at the Blue Cross Arena. Because of you, the Lancers were number one in indoor soccer attendance for the third straight year. Season tickets for the 2015-2016 Lancers are now on sale by calling 872-KICK or visiting ourlancers.com. Purchase your tickets by April 1st and receive free parking and playoff tickets as a special bonus. The Lancers will be back for another season of exciting soccer action at the Blue Cross Arena this coming fall.
Cougia Cougia, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Western New York Flash look for their first win of the season this Saturday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time against the host Portland Thorns, featuring former Flash stars Alex Morgan, Christine Sinclair, and McCall Zerboni. Visit the Flash website at WNYFlash.com to find out how you can watch the match live online. The Flash home opener is Saturday, May 2nd at Salem Stadium against the Boston Breakers starting at 7 p.m. Flash season tickets, mini pay. Flex 8 packs and single match tickets are now on sale. To purchase your tickets, visit the Flash website at WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Rancard Sirianni jumping the gun a little bit. He's so excited to talk to our next guest. As the Rochester Rhinos are 2-0-1 to start the 2015 20th anniversary season. And one of the big reasons for that is our guest, Christian Valeski, who is leading the team in scoring with two goals that he scored against Montreal on Saturday. Christian's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. Rhinos are in Louisville on Thursday to take on Louisville City, 7:30. And then St. Louis FC will be the opponent of the Rhinos in Missouri on Saturday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. The home opener is April 26th against the New York Red Bulls 2 at Salem Stadium. Call 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com to get your tickets. And Christian, welcome to the show. Congratulations on the goals and welcome to Rochester.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
And Christian, I was at the game, the first game of the year in at the Red Bull Arena against Red Bulls 2, and you must have had four or five chances on their keeper, and he just played big in that game and had a great match. But it must have felt really good to finally get your first two professional goals on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, that goalkeeper for Red Bulls was really good. I was unlucky not to finish one there. I wish we could have got a result. But yeah, it felt great to notch my first two goals as a professional soccer player.
Hey, Christian, this is Joe Sirianni. I just got telling Andrew that we're going to change your name to Cristiano Valeski. Take the Y out, put an I, and we make you Italian. How do you like that?
Is
your mother
like
Italian?
I would like that. What's that?
Is your mother Italian by any chance?
Yeah, actually, I have Italian blood in me.
There you go. I just said this inkling that you were at least half Italian anyway.
Joe always wants at least one Italian on the Rhinos team.
I do.
Yeah. Good. I think we got a couple.
That's awesome. But the Montreal match, the veterans and the players who are familiar with the rivalry give you the lowdown on what the history is between these two franchises, even though it's, you know, FC Montreal and not the Impact, but it's still Rochester against Montreal.
Yeah, we learned a little bit about it. Bob really informed us of some of the things we the rivalry entails, and I'm glad to be a part of it, and it was good to get a result.
Well, Christian, how do you like Rochester so far? I mean, you know, certainly it's a new venue for you, new friends, no atmosphere. And by the way, you were at the Italian American Community Center yesterday. How did you like the pasta?
Yeah, it was very good, very good pasta. It was a good environment. I'm glad we got to reach out to the community and everything. But it's a good thing you asked that question about how I like Rochester today and not a week ago, because the weather finally warmed up on me, and I'm enjoying it much better. So.
Well, being from Nevada, I know you're used to some hot weather out there, but in the summertime, it's very nice here. It doesn't get to 120 degrees like it does in Nevada. But I want to ask you, I know you in the MLS Combine, you were one of the top-rated players there. Were you disappointed to not be signed by Portland, or do you just say, you know, this is something that happens in a start of a pro soccer career? You end up in some place maybe you didn't expect, but you're going to thrive like you are doing right now.
Yeah, you know, I was disappointed when it first happened, but I think it's going to make me a stronger player in the long run, and I'm happy to have the opportunity I do have here with the Rochester Rhinos, and I'm planning on making the most of it. I think we got a good enough team to help a lot of players that want to fulfill their dreams and go into MLS and doing that, so it's an exciting time for us.
Teams look great, too. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about you, you know. So the woman in Rochester get to know you a little bit better.
Joe's trying to be a matchmaker.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm this down-to-earth guy, originally from Las Vegas, Nevada. Went to school at University of Denver for a year, and Southern Illinois, University of Edwardsville. It was a good experience for me in college, and it was exciting. I had good times, and we made it to NCAA tournament my senior year, which was a big accomplishment for myself in the program, and I think there's good things on the horizon for it. I like to go to the movies, relax in my downtime, and play a little bit of FIFA. And overall, just easy going. I love soccer. It's my passion. So
who's your idol in soccer? Who's the guy you looked up to as a kid?
As a kid, it was Thierry Henry. Unfortunately, he retired, so I like to watch Zlatan and Ibrahimovic play, and he's my go-to guy.
Hey, that's a good role model. He certainly knows how to score goals. But
yes.
Coming up this week, you've got 2 matches in 3 days, which actually is unusual this year for the Rhinos. In the past, they've had to play back-to-back matches, but finally the USL has gotten their act together and then stopped that madness. But still, 2 matches in 3 days is not easy. How does the team prepare for these 2 road matches?
Yeah, it's all new to me, but I know we're bringing a bigger roster to the game, both games, so we could play more players. I know we have an in-depth roster, so I think we have good enough players to play 2 different types of lineups in both games. And we're looking forward to get to results there. I mean, I know Louisville's done pretty well so far, same with St. Louis. And I went to school right near St. Louis, so it's going to be good to go back, you could say, to my second home and kind of meet some of the guys and hang out with some of the guys and get 2 results. That's on the menu.
Definitely. The Rhinos look to be undefeated coming home. And, of course, we're all promoting and we're encouraging everyone to go to the Rhinos kickoff dinner, which is next Wednesday at the Italian-American Community Center. You've already had a taste of the food, so you have an advantage over some of the other players, I think. But it's always a great event. I'm sure you and the players are looking forward to meeting all the fans. And Joe and I are looking forward to meeting you guys as well.
Yeah, we appreciate it and all you guys do for us in the community. And definitely looking forward to it come Wednesday.
Very good. What time? Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to, you know, Andrew and I are going to be hosting you, actually, and we're going to be there to ask you guys a little bit more personal questions. Too personal, of course. Like, are you married? Do you have a girlfriend?
Dean, what is this? You know, this isn't love connection here. This is soccer is a kick in the grass.
He's half Italian, so I find him a girlfriend.
I'm sure Christian has no trouble in that area. But Christian, thank you so much for being on the show. Look forward to watching you guys on the internet, and looking forward especially to the dinner next Wednesday and the home opener on the 26th against Red Bulls 2. Thanks very much for being on the show with us tonight.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me. Thank you, guys.
Thanks a lot. It's Christian Valesky. And before we go to our break, we want to mention one thing. We want to give a big congratulations to John McCarthy, who picked up his first MLS victory on Saturday, beating New York City FC 2-1. The only goal was scored by David Villa, so I think you can excuse that. But yep. there's a great interview with John McCarthy. If you go to Twitter and look up John McCarthy, actually go to the Rhinos Twitter at Rochester Rhinos. They have an interview from him. It gets very emotional, actually, playing for his hometown team. And we're all very proud of John and doing a great job with Philadelphia Union. And we hope he continues doing an excellent job. Unless he plays us in the U.S. Open Cup, then we have to root against him. But anyway, after the break, we'll be coming back, going live to Portland, Oregon, to speak with the captain of the Western New York Flash, Brittany Taylor, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash look for their first win of the season this Saturday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time against the host Portland Thorns, featuring former Flash stars Alex Morgan, Christine Sinclair, and McCall Zerboni. Visit the Flash website at WNYFlash.com to find out how you can watch the match live online. The Flash home opener is Saturday, May 2nd at Salem Stadium against the Boston Breakers starting at 7 p.m. Flash season tickets, mini packs, flex save packs, and single match tickets are now on sale. To purchase your tickets, visit the Flash website at WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortel. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortelCars.com.
Nobody's happy about a car accident, but Allstate guarantees you'll be happy with your claim experience. The Claim Satisfaction Guarantee, only from Allstate. They're so confident you'll be happy with your claim service, they guarantee it. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability, premium credit varies based on vehicle involved. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. The Rochester Rhinos have two road matches this week as they look to remain unbeaten to start 2015. The Rhinos face Louisville City on Thursday at 7:30 and then travel to take on St. Louis FC on Saturday at 8:30. Visit the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com for information on watching the match live online. The Rhinos USL home opener is Sunday, April 26th at Salem Stadium against the New York Red Bulls 2 starting at 2:05. Season ticket packages are now on sale and include a ticket to all 14 regular season home games, plus the Rochester Rhinos Legends match on Hall of Fame night, June 27th. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. Hey, let's go live to the West Coast as we speak with the captain of the Western New York Flash, live from Portland, Oregon, Brittany Taylor. And Brittany's appearance brought to you by the Flash. The Flash face the Portland Thorns on Saturday, 7 p.m. Eastern time kickoff. And then the home opener is May 2nd against the Boston Breakers at 7 p.m. Call 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com to get your season tickets. Brittany, thanks for being with us on the show tonight.
Thanks for having me. How are you guys doing?
How's the weather in Portland? Good?
It's a little rainy. We just got into Portland literally about 30 minutes ago from Seattle. It's a little bit rainy, but it's supposed to clear up by the time the weekend comes around, so it'll be perfect for game time on Saturday.
That'd be great. And it was obviously a tough match on Saturday. I watched the whole match, and you guys, though, did cut the lead to 2-1 in the second half. And, you know, I was telling my wife, you know, 2-0 is the most dangerous lead in soccer because the momentum can change. It seems like the Flash got the momentum, and then, you know, Megan Rapinoe, who was one of the best players in the world, just sort of took over the match and scored 3 goals in the last 15 minutes or so.
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, going into this season opener and away trip, you know, it's going to be obviously first game of the season, being able to match against Seattle and obviously 2014 regular season champs and finalists, you know, was definitely going to be a big test and challenge to be able to see where we are, especially with the young group that we have. And I think it was obviously from a score standpoint, not the result that we wanted, but we were able to get a lot of valuable lessons learned and to really be able to see where we are and match up against, you know, right now, I guess, between them and Kansas City, the best in the league. So, you know, coming out of last year. So, you know, a little bit unfortunate, obviously not what we planned for, but I think a lot of good experience gained in the first season of the game.
Well, certainly, Brittany, Joe Suriani here, certainly I'm sure that the coach is disappointed as well as your guys because, you know, and you need victory, especially when you go on the road. But, you know, losing is one thing. Having a lot of goals scored against you, then you have to look at the reason why those goals come. And I'm sure that you guys, you know, on your trip from Seattle to Portland, you must talk about what really happened. So from your point of view, what was the reason?
You know, I think that there's a couple different things. I think for the most part, having to face, you know, from our point of view, one of the best midfielders in the league, possibly, you know, in the world right now, the combination of those three as well as having, you know, top world-class forwards, having to be able to deal with those situations as much as we prepare throughout the preseason and who we're playing against and what we're faced with. Nothing can really can prepare you for that until you're in that moment. So I think with all the preparation that we've done, you know, tried to be able to do the best that we could with it, and there's areas that we need to be able to fix and work on. But, you know, it's as much as you prepare, I don't think you could ever prepare for an NWSL match as much as gaining the experience of actually playing in it, you know. So being able to shift around and, you know, having some different pieces and obviously from the back line, just having myself being there from last year and even the year before, it's going to be a learning curve of everybody coming together and getting on the same page. And you know, partnerships and relationships are something that takes a while to be built. It's not going to happen in one game or just even in the short 3 weeks that we have. So it'll be a little bit of a process for us to get through. But, you know, we feel confident and looking forward to the relationships to be able to build and get stronger as we go.
One of the highlights, I think, with the match, Brittany, was the play of Sabrina D'Angelo in goal. She had some great saves and really kept the match from being a bigger scoreline than it was. How do you think she did as in her first NWSL match?
Yeah, you know, to be able to have to get thrown in, not thrown in, she definitely earned that opportunity to be able to start in the season opener and, you know, first year, being able to have that type of performance. She's been able to make those saves all preseason. You know, she's an unbelievable shot stopper. Up close, you know, she's done a great job of that, and she's worked her butt off all preseason to be able to earn that opportunity. So, you know, it's unfortunate that we were able to have that result because all of us wanted something better for her and her, you know, debut as a Flash player. But, you know, it could have very easily been more than that if we didn't have her there. So, you know, hats off to her. But, you know, as a back line, as a team, we want to do a better job to be able to make her, you know, earn a shutout. That's what keepers live for. So it's definitely deserving of her and all the work she's put in. So, you know, we want to solve that and get that going for her.
You have Portland coming up on Saturday, another top team in the league. You have Alex Morgan, Christine Sinclair, and McCall Zerboni, former Flash players. You have a lot of great talent on that team. They won 4-1 against Boston on the weekend. What do you expect to see from Portland, and how do you compete against them, and what do you need to do to get a result?
You know, we need to, go over, obviously, the game over the weekend, learn from it to be able to get more sound and better organized as a group. You know, coming off of them, obviously, you know, they have more world-class players, former Flash players, and, you know, we have great players as well. So being able to work on us, being aware of the threats that they have, to be able to contain them, but more importantly, you know, out of all the teams in the league, we're probably the newest, per se, on amount of changes that we've made, and being able to come together is something that we're working towards. So with a full week of preparation leading into that and us having even more time together, I think we'll only get stronger and stronger. You know, everybody's willing to work and wanting to get better and learn from mistakes that we've made. And I think that, you know, in time that, It'll be a process for us, but we have a bright future if we can piece things together. So, you know, one step at a time, one day at a time for this week, and prepare for Portland and then move forward from there.
Well, Brittany, we're looking forward to seeing you and all the Flash players next Thursday at the Italian American Community Center for the Flash kickoff dinner. We'll be there doing our podcast and enjoying a great meal. We look forward to meeting you guys or seeing you again, as we always love to see you and the team players. And we'll wish you guys the best of luck in Portland on Saturday.
Thanks very much for having me. We look forward to coming home and having our season opener on May 2nd as well.
Thank you so much, Brittany.
Don't eat too much because we're going to have a lot of food for you.
Yes, we're looking forward to it. It
some
was great
pasta,
last year. We're looking forward
little
to that
Dino, again. And away we go.
Thank you, Brittany. Brittany Taylor here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and I want to thank Brittany, Jackie Maynard from The Flash, Aaron Lyons, all the members of The Flash for helping us out with the show tonight. Christian Valesky from the Rochester Rhinos, and the Rhinos have two matches this weekend in Louisville on Thursday evening at 7:30, and then in St. Louis at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on Saturday. Also, thank Jan Giroux, Greg Stanton, Dave Selinsky, Pat Erkley, and all of the Rhinos staff. And the Rhinos kickoff dinner will be next Wednesday at the Italian American Community Center, and the Flash kickoff dinner the next night, Thursday. Next Thursday at the Italian American Community Center, and the Flash home opener May 2nd against Boston. Joe's been a great show as always.
Yeah, very good. Call 594-8882 to make your reservation for the Rhinos dinner and for the Flash dinner.
This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard, Michael Lewis, and Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL pushing all the buttons. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
One and up there.
Good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogram. Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortle Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.